And just for a little while, just look together at the passage we read, and centering especially on verses 12 and 13. So 1 Peter 4, 12 and 13. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, and that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. So what's the first thing really we would notice about our text? Really, that trials are a certainty, aren't they, in the life of the Christian. And if we look just now, there's many of you sitting here who have been on the Christian walk probably longer than I've been living, potentially, and have seen blessings, have seen trials, have seen tribulations as well. I've seen the island in a state possibly where people enjoyed going to church to hear about God, to think about God, and so on. And now we're experiencing something quite different in Ireland Christianity. We're under attack. And I'm not saying there wasn't attack back then, but what I'm saying is just now, if we're not realizing there is attack on us, then our head is buried in the sand. The church is deeply under attack, locally here, as much possibly as it's ever been. Through various means, the local secular society are pushing hard against the church. Lots of different bodies all coming together, and what they're aiming for is Christians and the Christian walk, the Christian faith. What unfortunately they can't see is the truth. That is as simple as it is, but the word tells us that we shouldn't be surprised by trials. We shouldn't be surprised by suffering. We shouldn't be surprised by difficulties. So the certainty of trials. John 16:33 says this. Jesus says, in the world you will have tribulation. It wasn't that might have. You will have tribulation. Who's he talking to? The believing people. In this world you will have tribulation. But he also follows that up, as we always have to do when we look at trial and tribulation and suffering. We have to follow it up with the blessing. He says, in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. We needn't worry. Although sometimes we do. Sometimes we think that the world is getting the upper hand over Christ and his church. And science seems to be showing things that point against Christianity if you listen to science. Now, if you're a believer in God's word, science does not in any way contradict what God's word says, in any way. But sometimes the church hears things and says, well, how can this be true if they found this? And sometimes we just simply don't have the answer. And that's okay. Because God tells us that sometimes we won't have all the answers. But that's where faith comes in. You see, all other world religions don't rely on that one thing. They don't rely on faith. There's lots of works to do. You can do this and you get to heaven. You do that, you get to heaven. You pray at certain times and do certain things in certain ways, you'll get to heaven. Nonsense. We're asked for faith. We're asked for nothing more. Repent and believe, the Bible says. Now, of course, repentance comes as the Holy Spirit floods in upon us. Repentance comes as part of that. So that comes. But faith, it is that brings us to Jesus. Faith. And that faith has to be there continually then from that day on. We need to walk in faith, regardless of what the world throws at us. But the more we center ourselves on the word of God, the more we actually see him outworking his will in our lives. The less time you spend in the word of God and in prayer, the less you will see it, and the more your faith will be So these things go hand in hand as well. If you're not reading your Bible much and you're not spending time in private prayer, then expect your faith to be dwindling, and that's when you often hear people saying, I have no assurance. The Bible says we should have assurance. Now, if we're sitting here and we say we have no assurance, then we need to take that to the only one who can give us assurance. But there's no point in saying we have no assurance and just expecting it somehow to come without looking at the Word and praying. Because our private devotional time to be like Christ, to love like Christ, to live like Christ. Let's pray.